from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean countries put their funding concerns to the UN AIDS conference. Will the OAS CARICOM mission in Haiti meet their deadline for the setting up of the Electoral Council? And British Overseas Territories set for full British citizenship? I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean countries put their concerns about AIDS funding for the region when the United Nations' first global conference on AIDS began in New York today. The special session has initiated the UN Global Fund, which it hopes will annually distribute over $10 billion by 2005 to mainly developing countries to fight HIV/AIDS. The Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Denzel Douglas, who is CARICOM's lead Prime Minister on health issues, had some concerns about the distribution of the funds. Tony Fraser has this report from the United Nations.
One significant development for the Caribbean is that the draft UN declaration has recognized the Caribbean as the region with the second highest rate of infection of HIV and AIDS. However, Prime Minister Denzel Douglas says recognition is not enough. He's particularly concerned about the criteria that will be established for Caribbean countries to access the global fund.
We are not yet satisfied that the modes and the procedures to